is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. We all know it's coming, the S word. While I could be talking about stew and sweatshirts, I'm talking snow. That means we still have some things to do to prepare for winter. It may seem early, but I want to put this one out there. One of those items is cleaning out the annuals in our outdoor pots. I do leave out my large, heavy ceramic containers to plant for the Christmas season. I also have two other glazed pots, which handle the least amount of wet conditions and freezing temperatures, that I will use for Christmas as well, but mostly protected from the elements next to my home on the porch. I had two green ones that I used for decades. Go to gardenbite.com to see all the cracks. I finally had to give them up. The best way to store your glazed pots is to remove the soil, turn them over, and place them in a protected area away from those elements. The most important thing is that your pots are dry as we enter winter and stay as dry as possible. If there's an opportunity for water to get under those cracks, then you'll likely see damage in the spring. What happens is the moisture in the soil will freeze, thaw, which causes expanding and contracting. It's the same thing that happens to our plants. We call that heaving, and it can lift the plants right out of the ground. If you have expensive glazed containers, you'll definitely want to protect them. This year, I purchased two large plastic containers. Over the years, those containers have evolved so much that they don't look plastic. See these on gardenbite.com. Terracotta pots can also suffer from winter damage. I usually put these in my garage. The main reason is to keep them dry. The cold isn't really the issue. For all this information and more, go to gardenbite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.